She said, oh, I'm ready to ride. Yeah, because once you get inside, you can't change your mind. No need no celebration. You got a promise, baby.
Tell me again.
Tell me again. Are you lovers and friends?
He said some wild shit in that song, though.
Whoa!
He said some wild, like, it was questionable lyrics.
Sometimes I want to be your lover. Sometimes I want to be your friend. Sometimes I want to hug you. Slow down to the record spin.
Nah, Ludacris. Ludacris is underrated, bro. That kid is a feature killer, bro. Ludacris been bodying features. Put my man Ludacris.
I want to be you. I want to be your
He did that.
He was wilding. He be wilding.
That, Huxtable joint. Woody Hugs.
Huxtable.
I want to be your bud. He bodied that, he be boy. Bodying.
Ludacris be bodying.
He be wilding. What's goody though, boy? How you, man?
Ain't shit, cool? Bro. I'm doing good, bro.
I'm trying to find that lyric.
Nah, you know what I'm... Damn, I should have bought some snacks. We ain't got no snacks in here.
Yeah, bro. I asked you for cookies. You said, nah, I ain't got no cookies, but I got Girl Scout cookies on the way. On
I said
the
I
way,
bought... I said I bought... Yeah, I bought Girl Scout
like
cookies.
Like it's physically here?
Nah, it ain't here. Uh-huh. I bought it, though. I bought it yesterday.
I was about to say, nigga.
I'm tight. I mean, they said it's coming between like 2 to 15 business days, which that's a whole range of... That's a whole range of shit. Like two to 15 business days.
That's a beast. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's
like
long. That's like
5
weeks.
To seven. Usually like 5 to 7 business days, 7 to 10. Like that's
definitely
like a 3-day difference. But 2 to 15. Like when is it coming, bro? But it was my homegirl. Her kid is doing. You know how they like sell like Girl Scout cookies. So I ended up buying them, but. I'm saying like 2 to 15, like that sound like a charge. To 15 years.
Yeah, that's beast. That's beast. I found the line too.
What was
it? He go. he was like, I was like, yeah, cause once you get inside, you can't change your mind. What you mean? Right. They should be able to change their mind at all times, my nigga.
You just be no. This is it. No,
this
you can't.
You can't change your mind. It's over.
This is.
You see how they using?
You want some Girl Scout cookies? Cause this
they,
is it.
They using What's this nigga name? Who's the nigga that's locked up? Young Thug. They using his lyrics. They're trying to use
against
his lyrics
him.
Against him. Cause Usher boy, good luck, nigga. This I don't know how you gonna do this in court, nigga. Cause once you get inside, you can't change your mind. Don't mean to sound impatient, but you gotta promise, baby. Promise what, nigga? That's crazy. Sound good though.
Sound good. Don't need no nah, cause I ain't gonna lie. Once you inside, you're not changing your mind. So you're not changing your mind.
Nah.
After you gonna think about it, damn, that shit was wild, bro. I'm wilding. That's when you go raw. Like I was wilding.
Going raw is crazy. I don't ever go raw by mistake. That's some shit I planned out.
What you mean? Think about it.
No, think about
how many times.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. I'm lying.
You ain't never have a
condom. Every time I did it, that I actually went raw, it wasn't planned.
I'm saying you ain't never
but
had a
But it was
condom.
Mentally planned prior, though. I'm like, I'm gonna do this shit. But it wasn't like months playing down the line, nah. But
yeah, I was gonna be months. Well, first of all, you one nigga who I know who be having condoms and they always just falling out your pocket. Like
I have condoms on deck all the time.
But falling out your pocket?
Because it be in my back pocket. I don't put it in my wallet. I don't got
yeah,
it just
outside. Nigga, last event.
I know that shit was so funny.
Last event, I come back from the bathroom. He's like, "Yo, this your condom?" I'm like, "Yo," I'm like, "What? Like, is this yours?" I said, "No, that's not. First of all, that's not mine." I'm like, "Man, you sitting over there looking?" I'm like, "Nigga, that's his. He be using that.
You be throwing me under the bus." He said, "He be using them."
No.
Yo, you be throwing me under the bus like under the bus to the point where by the wheel though, like he's about to drive off. I'm about to.
Because
I walk by, I went to the bathroom. I walk by, like, "Yo, who caught him?" I'm like,
"No, but I look at you. I didn't throw you on. I looked at you. I'm like, oh, you like,
it definitely is mine."
But then I look, I see the yellow. I'm like, "Damn, bro, they got you. It was right under your seat."
I know, but I still lied. I told him I don't use condoms. I'd rather go.
niggas,
I had to go raw.
I said, "Who is it?" Niggas said, "First of all, I don't even use condoms. Yeah, y'all bugging.
Definitely was my condom. As soon as I seen him, I'm like, shit. I don't know. I be having this in my back pocket, but now that's why I like to wear cargos. I put them in my left. Right here, lit. Right here, boy, lit.
But, bro,
I'm always ready. No, I'm always ready to go.
For what, bro? When? Don't be ready wearing them seeing me, nigga. What you think gonna happen? That's crazy.
About to go. I mean, I just always have it just to have it, but when we about to go, I don't know, nigga, randomly. You could be walking through your building and some bitch be like, ooh, I want to suck your dick. Like, ooh. Can I fuck? Yeah, I got a condom. Boom, perfect.
But you got a promise. You got a promise.
But you got a promise, baby.
Dog.
Because once you get inside, you can't change your mind unless you say rape. Then I'm out of here. That's how the song should have went.
That is.
Because unless you say rape and then you leave.
That is so wild.
What you mean? Bitches, I mean, people don't. Rape is crazy. To be yelling that out, it's wild.
We added it inside. That's crazy.
Why? There's nothing wrong with that.
I haven't used that. I haven't used the R word in a minute.
R word ain't that bad, bro. I don't condone no type of rapage. No type of rapage.
Just leaving condoms in my car.
Someone said I left condoms in your car. That was my mistake. I was tight. I'll be sick if I'm about to have sex with a girl and I'm like, fuck! I know I had a condom. But I don't get no bun, so I'm about to just stop. Yeah. I feel like as soon as I stop like putting condoms in my pocket, that's when this shit gonna be like, oh, what's up? How you doing, Dan?
But I'm saying though, you just put them in a wallet, bro. Just put
them in a wallet. I don't have a traditional wallet.
So as a grown man, you don't have a wallet.
I have a wallet. It's not traditional.
Let me see.
So you just can't put the condom in it. It's not.
Nigga, put it right there, right behind the. Let me see.
It's not like a condom. It's not.
Shit like mad Monopoly cards in here. Nah, just put the condom right here.
I'll tell
you
one thing. All these cards is maxed out, nigga. It's like a Uno card. They basically got nothing.
So you ain't got nothing in this.
It's probably like between all these cards, probably like $4.50 in between all them shits. Yo, I'm about to take a girl out, right? I'm at the bar, pro. And I give her one card, decline. I'm like, oh, shit. Another card, decline. I'm like, oh, man, I just put them shits all out on the table. Like, what, to play spades or some shit? You pick one, my nigga. This is a magic trick. Go ahead. You pick a card. I was like, yo, pick a card. Like, that's just one you want? You didn't remember that card, all right? Remember it. You remember it?
Dog, I remember we went out. It was me, a couple of my boys and shit. So we end up going bowling, right? And dog, none of us had beans. We had no none of us had no bowling. Money with girls though, but no one said anything.
Cause y'all riding a wave. That should be crazy.
Bro, all of us, they go by, you know how you get the shoes and shit. So we all standing like this, like, you got some beans right now. I ain't got no beans. You got beans. I ain't got it. So we all wait and look for the shoes. You just see mad. The girl's like, come here, what size you wear? Like, I think that's on you. Niggas went up, got the shoes.
Who paid for it?
They did.
The shorties?
Yeah, bro, all of them. Four bum ass niggas bowling.
Did y'all even at least bowl good?
Yeah, nigga, we won.
Hey, I beat them? Jesus Christ.
So what we got is pride. We broke. And you lose? Oh, man.
That's niggas riding the wave to take you dumb far and losing out on a lot of motherfucking money. And you can't fuck up the vibe, so it's like, yo, I might catch the Uber. We're going to catch the Uber. Like, whoa, who going to pay for this shit? Yo, bro, don't do that. We're going to figure it out.
But that always be the thing, though. When niggas be like, we be ordering Uber, like, you want an Uber? I'm going to send you the money. Niggas don't be sending the money. Niggas don't always send the money back.
I look at niggas straight up like.
I be like, my phone died.
I ain't got it. My phone could be not dead and I still won't be able to send it to you. It's not happening, bro. Like, what the fuck? Let's walk there, nigga. It's a 35-minute walk. Okay, nigga, we could do it. It's possible. If I put it in my fucking Google shit and it say 35 minutes, I'm like, we good. Let's have a good
Google
walk.
Drive.
I don't mind walking for 45 minutes. 30 minutes. That's a good walk.
No, that's a good walk.
What's the furthest you ever walked before? You ever did the Brooklyn Bridge walk?
When I went to BMCC, I did that walk. That walk, West Side Highway walk, when I went to Harlem. Well, when I was living in Harlem. I take walks. What you trying?
I just want to find out. Just, what to tell you, bro. Just.
Yo, you know what I just, like, you know what I just found out, though? Fun employment. Like, you know what that mean? Fun employment?
A job that's fun?
Nah, that's what I thought. But I was talking to some young lady, and I'm like, yo, what you do? And she was like, fun employment.
Is she a stripper?
Hold on.
That's the only fun employment it sound like to me.
Oh, I thought that shit cut off. So, yeah, fun employment. So I'm talking to this young lady, and then I'm like, yo, what you do? She was like, fun employment. So basically, you unemployed and you just traveling.
But how you get paid?
That's the thing. Anytime I've ever been unemployed, I'm broke.
Oh, I see what she's saying.
That means you traveling, you trying to figure out. Hobbies. You're trying to figure out
like unemployment
your next
with an F in it, and it's fun.
Right, fun employed, which is.
Not unemployed, I'm fun employed.
I'm fun employed.
I ain't got no money, but I'm having fun.
I'm having fun.
Yes,
oh, she got bread because you're traveling.
Only a woman could really do that, though. A nigga cannot have fun without no beans, bro.
None.
I'm saying no fun.
No ducats.
I have fun, but we talking about like when it comes down to the nitty gritty, you need funds, bro.
No ducats, bro.
20. I did 1 year though. I was finessing. Everything was just happening for me. I go somewhere, somebody drop me off. I ain't know how I was gonna get back, but I figured it out. Straight universe, like, yo, you got me? Universe, like, I got you. We just went. I went on with my day. No money. I ain't go outside with ball shorts. Nigga came back with jeans and mad food.
Nigga said, when you went outside with basketball shorts, came back with jeans. It came back with a new beanie, new color, new flavor.
Fun employment, my nigga.
With an extra bicep. Like, how you get the extra bicep? I don't know, bro. Fun employed, Jack.
Fun employed, my boy.
That be the thing. Like, I realize niggas be, you realize, like, when you ain't eat all day, it's like, niggas be fasting by mistake.
Boy.
Think about how many times, like, you ain't eat. Like, you fasting by, and you be praying.
You get that
like,
headache.
You doing Ramadan right there, man?
You doing Ramadan this year?
I actually started early.
You started already?
Yeah, I started.
I didn't know that.
I'm learning. I don't know if it's good to like.
Tell?
Yeah, consistently say like, you know, I'm doing this. Like,
nah, I got you.
It's like internal thing.
I just genuinely didn't know.
But it's not internal no more, I'm telling it.
No, I know, but that's dope. What day did you start?
I think I started like 4 days ago.
Word? I didn't know that.
I started like 4 days ago. That's why you ain't see me eat. Been?
I never see you eat, but go ahead. This is a regular day. That's what I'm like, you, when you fast, I'm like, what's the difference, nigga? Is this for you? Like, yo, I'm just doing it because you do it, nigga. I ate with you last time we left the crib. We ate together. Yeah. You never ate again. I got a taco. We came back. Then you ate. That's fasting. That's why it's so regular to you, bro. That's why with me right now is like, you just, it's regular. Like, because you can eat now, right? The sun is down.
Yeah, I can eat now.
Oh, you lit.
Yeah. But you know what? I try to save bread, bro. No, I already cooked. I got leftovers, bro. I got leftovers in the crib.
I'm leftover too. What's up? I ain't doing Ramadan. Let me get.
Nah, but Ramadan. It's been good money. I mean, this is like the first week. So the first week, sometimes be like. I don't want to say the roughest. Yeah, it's like the roughest because my body got to get acclimated. How I wake up, like how.
What time you get up?
I wake up at like 4:30.
I'm getting up at 5.
I'm just doing it, but right now. Doing it. So I'm starting starting a week early because I'm traveling.
Where you going? I'm
going to Jamaica. I told you I'm going to Jamaica. April.
April what, nigga?
I don't want to say the date.
Thursday to Monday. Oh, I got you. Thursday to Monday though.
Like 5 days.
That's Thursday to Monday.
Yeah, because it start on March 11th, I believe. Well, start. I'm starting a week before.
I got you.
Well, I started a week before. So
that's lit.
That way I don't want to.
You can end a week before.
This would be me making up my days. As long as I'm doing like 30 days, because I'm not.
Muslim?
I'm not Muslim. So I just like.
You just chose.
I just like fasting. I just like fasting.
You chose one of the extreme parts of the religion, and you're like, I want to do that. I don't want to do none of the other stuff. Just want to do that part. Yeah, I like that part.
Yeah.
The not eating part. You're a strong man.
You don't think you do that like, cause you, are you religious? In terms of like religious, like.
I don't know. What does that even mean?
In terms of.
Do I have a fear of God or a fear of a higher being?
I'll give you an example. I grew up Christian, right?
Oh, how I grew up? Well, go ahead.
I grew up Christian. Now I just like. Take things from different religions or whatever.
Understood.
Myself.
I think I grew up Christian too. I got baptized, so I don't even. I'm not a religion person. I don't really know. I never studied it, so I don't really know. But I definitely got baptized for sure. I had the little white bread and all that. I did the wine. I did all that. But after that, it was just like, I don't know. I didn't really.
I mean, you can't even buy those little white bread.
It's crazy because my mom, I don't know why, said you can't eat. So I was dumb hungry. So I was just like, I think I found like a little joint of them. I'm mad at them joints. Oh, I dogged them.
It's like a bottle cap.
Nigga, I was about to do it. I burped in this nigga face. I'm like, yo, I'm dog on them.
You had the little juice, little cranberry juice? I was. That juice be good, bro.
It'd be good. But yeah, I mean I'm God fearing in the sense of like, you know, the higher being. Like I believe, like, I ain't gonna do that. Like I wouldn't do nothing grime. I feel something is grime, like I wouldn't steal. Like if somebody dropped money on the floor, I'm gonna tell like, oh, get that, you got that. Unless I need it.
You lying.
What you mean? I did it before, plenty of times. I don't steal. Like I won't steal out the store, none of that shit.
I ain't gonna lie. It was when I was down bad. I see somebody like drop, like I'm coming right into the train station, and it was like 200. Like it was like, it slipped out the person's pocket, like $200 right there. Understand? It's too, but I really needed that 200.
I know you needed it because I don't know how you count $200 that fast.
It was 200s. Nah, it was 200s.
That's mad random. That's crazy.
I needed it. I in my heart, God, I'm like,
is it?
Guy, you know I need this. Yeah, bro. If it was like $5, I probably would have gave it to him. But 200?
200 is beast. I take 5 before I take 200. 5, they'll be all right. 200, you messing up their little livelihood for the day.
Nah, he was white. He had on Dockers. I feel like he ain't need that.
Yo, this is a random, but when I'm on a train and I'm sitting down and it's like a old woman would walk on a train. Let's say it's an old white woman, right? And an old black woman. I'm going to give my seat up to the black woman. Before I give it to the white woman.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I'm like, this black lady been through way more. She's probably dumb tired. Come sit. No, yeah, you stay right here.
You know, you don't be messed up. Like, you know how they be holding on the port. They be leaning and shit. Like, oh, come on.
I hate when you ask off of your seat to an older lady. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. Like, all right, bitch. And then they start moving on crazy. Like, you sure you don't want this shit? Or I hate when you got to keep saying, nah, take it. Come on. Or you got to just get up. One time I got up and the bitch just really didn't sit there. Somebody else just took the seat. Like, oh, I get it. I
get it. You got to be looking like, oh, my man, this wasn't for you, dog.
It's not for you, bro. Like, come on. You don't want to sit, bro. Like, come on.
You ever, like, offer to sit, but you really don't want to get up? Like, niggas be like, man. All
right, quick. Yo, I ain't going to lie to you. So I started this job shit. I'll be standing for like 8 hours sometimes. So now I get on the train, I don't be giving up nothing.
Now, let me tell you. Now, when you come from work, you don't want to give nothing up.
And the train about to open up, and I see the lady. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to get out of here. She all old. And she's like, nah, you got to get out of here. My back was killing me. Like, it's to the point where I had to sit down.
Like, you know what I do? Way. I act like I'm looking at a phone, but I look like I'm annoyed, like.
When you're sitting, or
when I'm sitting down, when I don't want it off of the seat, I'm like,
I keep it a buck. So it's like when I first started meditating, it was like I would meditate, and then now I'm looking to like offer a service some way somehow.
Do your
so
good
I'll
deed
be
for the
looking.
Day.
So yeah. After I finish meditating, I'll be dead looking. Like I catch a bitch from another car, like
wait through the little hole, like
go sit down. Word too, I just be on that shit.
If I don't do anything like a deed, I just try to say like, "Good morning," like, "Yo, good morning, how you doing?" Like,
or even boost somebody's shit, like, "Yo, I like your shoes," or "I like,"
yes,
I like,
yeah,
just give them a positive affirmation type shit. I be doing that. When I was in the building, I be in the Fox News building. I was walking around like, "Yo, I like your shoes." Oh, thank you, man. Because I was about to get some shoes called Hookah. I googled man.
You said what?
I googled the most comfortable sneakers. I need some sneakers. Some shit came up that says Hookah, nigga. Hookah is the most comfortable sneakers. So I googled it and I seen the picture.
Oh, the kicks.
I'm in the elevator. Nigga had the same one on Luke Google. I'm like, yo, I was just googling. That's the most comfortable sneakers. How are they? He's like, it's good, man. Hookah. I'm like, damn, they call Hookah? I thought it was called Hoka. He's like, I don't know Hookah. I'm like, I'm living Dykeman. I can't wear Hookah sneakers. They're going, Dominicans is going to take that from me. Hey, that the Hookah? Is that the Hookah? They're going to take it from me, bro. I can't wear Hookah sneakers in Dykeman, bro. They're going to be thinking like, Papa, you got to come off that, Papa. I don't know.
You got to sit down in the street. Smoke
the Hookah, man. You know, put the Hookah through the lace. They can put the Hookah hole through the laces. Sitting there. Put your leg up, Pa. Come on, Papa.
You ain't got no pen. You got to smoke the Hookah through your
nothing,
socks.
Bro.
I just bought these. Like, go ahead, Pop.
Nah, but yeah, I was looking to get some comfortable ass sneakers. But yeah, like, so I complimented son. He was like, "Yo, thank you, man, thank you, bro." It's like, "Is man comfortable?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm up at the bottom, that ass." But that's what I be on now. Like, just
compliment, shit. Compliment, yeah, like
positive affirmation. Just whatever, my mom, you, whoever it may be, just boost niggas shit.
Nah, you lying. You won't be pushing my shit.
You bugging the other day. You was like, "Oh, this nigga thumb fly." When you had the peacoat, I was like, "Oh, they got the peacoat on." Who you trying to do, bro?
You do.
Well, I said you like somebody. I forgot who I said you look like. She was dumb funny. Inspect the Gadget. I don't remember one of them niggas.
Just, what you said to my Jim what you Gordon? Say to
He never wore that shit again.
Nigga never wore that fit. You told dude, this kid had on a peacoat on. Nigga said, what are you, Commissioner Gordon? I don't know why I was crying, you calling this comic. It was, oh my God, that shit was so funny to me. That's mad random.
Man. I don't know.
That
was always my thing when I was growing up, like saying, that was the easiest way to make like kids laugh, when you say somebody look like somebody or they look like something. I don't know, that shit was just always the thing.
Yeah, and
that
it'd be.
That was always the thing, like that shit's so hilarious. Why do you look like this nigga? That shit is so funny.
And it'd be when niggas be like dying too with it.
Nah,
you know what I mean? Like
the actual person you roasting, or just
roasting? Like,
oh, nah, that's the best when they laugh with you. It's the greatest. I like that. I like when people can just laugh at themselves. It took me a while for me to even do that for myself. It took a lot of confidence, like to even just laugh at yourself and shit. Like if somebody's roasting you, I genuinely, y'all niggas be roasting me. That shit is hilarious, bro.
But sometimes you do a trick. You be trying to block the shit though. 100%. Like that, you think because you talking over niggas are gonna you block it. Like nah, what you mean? You're like I'm dragging it. Like nah, nigga, just take it. Oh, you looking at him? You looking at him? Like like what?
Now I got an art to that shit. I'll say what you said or I don't know what I used to do when I was a kid in high school though. I used to just scare niggas. Like, you really want to do this right now? But I don't got nothing. I'm like, you dead ass right now? They're like, shit, do.
Nah, but that's when you got to build the clip, though.
Nah, I already lined niggas up already, so they niggas knew what time it was. So all I had to do was be like, yo. It was to the point where I used to roast niggas so crazy in the school. My best friend used to get roasted, and he's like, yo, I'm about to call Jonas. They'll stop talking to this nigga. Like, all right, chill. Like, I'm about to beat them up.
I used to flame niggas, bro. Like, dog, legit. I used to be wild, and then we like, because I went to high school, like, down, like, anywhere, bro. Yeah, I remember, like, my high school, Brandeis, I was in my prom.
Brandeis sound crazy.
I was in my prom, like, that high school. Then I went to King. But I was in my prom, bro. Martin Luther King High School.
Damn, they got Kings. That's so sad that
they got mad Martin Luther King High Schools.
Kings was bad, though. It was a bad schools. They did that shit on purpose, bro. Why is Martin Luther King Boulevard in every fucking city more than likely is a bad neighborhood? Martin Luther King Boulevard, what's the other? Malcolm X Boulevard is always madness happening. That is not that's strategic, bro. Bro, the
Adam Clayton Powell.
You would think King to get in there, you need a certain grade to get in there. Why should it be like that, right? Y'all go to Martin Luther King, oh, that's lit. You gotta have this money gate. No, nigga, they did that shit on purpose, bro. You don't believe so? Yo, bro, I remember.
Nah, it's a coincidence.
Coincidence, my ass. I went to DC. I'm telling you, bro, niggas. So hey, I wasn't gonna go with my mans. I wasn't gonna go with them. They doing like a what's this shit called when you go to the wedding? A bachelorette. What's the
nigga go to mad bachelorette parties? Niggas, you sick?
Nah, I don't go to mad bachelor parties. They were doing a bachelor party for my mans, but I was not gonna be able to go. So I never worried about it. But then I end up going the day of. But what type of person I am, I always want, if it's an Airbnb especially, I want to know the address. So I can just Google it and see what's going wrong. Because Airbnbs being the most shittiest place. A nigga that's going to do an Airbnb, they're going to do it in the cheapest places. They're not going to do it anymore. So it's a shitty spot.
Well, it depends on how much bread you got.
That
like,
too.
You,
but these, I didn't do nothing though. So I end up finding out the night of, and I Googled it. Long and behold, is in Malcolm X. In D.C. Lo and behold, is by I Googled Crown Chicken liquor store. Da, da, da. That's right across from the fence. So I'm looking at these niggas like, yo, the nigga, his man's was it's crazy because my man's boy, he was like a cornball growing up. Like I'm talking about Dragon Ball Z button up.
What happened? He that nigga now.
How about this? Nigga got locked up and all that. So he can.
Those be the ones. I know him as. Those be the ones.
I know him as Dragon Ball Z.
So yeah, bro.
I'm not accustomed to this. So I'm still, you know, joking.
What up, Dragon?
The type of relationship I had with him, I used to roast this nigga.
It's like the Goodfellas scene. Were you talking crazy about my, I forgot my man name. But yeah, you like, hey, Sean Shoes, talking crazy. Dragon Ball Z. Niggas is like.
So we get in the Airbnb. It's like, you know, like something like, you know, small, like nothing too crazy. Yeah. So we get in there and I'm already just being me like. Yo, where is this, nigga? We in one house on the block. There's no other houses next to us. Like, this shit wild sketchy. Crown chicken here. And I'm like, niggas don't got... What are we going to do with niggas busting here? And nigga, Dragon Ball Z nigga come out. What? Niggas ain't doing shit with us, nigga. I'm like, what's going to happen? Sami, I'm joking with this nigga. Yeah. He's like, nah, nigga, I got this. I said, nigga had mad guns. Bro had like 4 guns on him. I'm like, oh, we going to jail, my nigga. This nigga got these. How are you got all these
Piccolo,
guns?
That nigga Piccolo.
Nigga had mad guns. And then my mom, like, who's nigga think he John Wick? Even if they come in here, you can't save. Who you? How you going to save us? They going to shoot us. We don't got guns. Yeah, I'm not touching that shit, nigga. I don't trust.
Dragon Ball Z.
I don't trust niggas, bro. And then,
you know the creator of Dragon Ball Z died, too?
He just passed. Wow,
But yeah, you know what that remind me of? When you did the show in Queens. Hilarious. The Crown Fried Chicken. I don't even know what block we was on, but we in Queens.
That was a good ass chicken sandwich.
Was it?
It was.
Solid? Like that?
Oh, dumb good.
Dog, niggas end up, I don't even know what happened. They end up just getting it on. Start scrapping. End up just start fighting a little small, like a small bouncer dude. Nigga like, bro, this dog was like 5'4".
Nigga, they got a baddie height.
You know them short 5'4" security guards, nigga walking. So I'm seeing this shit. No one's seeing this. You still on stage?
Cause I felt I was killing it, and I'm hitting jokes. I'm like, it's just dwindling down. Like the laughs is just starting to dwindle down. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? That's when I stopped. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Nah, but you. That's before that. That's after freaking they outside. And I don't even know what happened. We want to go outside. Let's go outside. Let's fight. These niggas is just getting it on. I don't even see people's faces, though. I just see fists, hands, and chairs. They getting it shaking. You're still on stage. I don't even know what joke you want. Murdering. Then people start looking. Dog, they start running. Matter of fact, what comic? He behind me. He was like, yo. What's going on? What's happening? I said, nigga, I don't know why you behind me. Get from behind me, nigga. They start running across.
I never seen a whole crowd leave. A whole crowd ran together. I'm
they're
like, what
running.
The fuck?
It's two sides. It's a back way towards, like, I don't know, it's like an outside area, and then towards the entrance. Niggas is running across the club. This nigga, you still on stage? He said, ew. Nigga, looking at him, I'm like, yo, bro, it's. You know how you niggas, NBA, yo, wrap it up, we out. Niggas say, what's going on? I say, yo, bro, it's time to go, bro.
I'm like, well, damn, my nigga, how am I going to get paid? I want to get paid.
Nigga, Joe, hey, Andrew, everybody's running out the club. Nigga Joe like, yo, am I still going to get my money? Am I going to get my money, though? This kid is still on the mic.
I'm on the mic and everything. Yo, can I get my bread? Who about the other DJ? The DJ give me that now. Like, you know, like, oh, all right, bet.
No,
shit.
But you look at the, it was two people. He be like, oh, you ain't paying your bill, though. He said, hold on. He said, you really running out.
Yeah, nigga's running out on a bill. Let me get a joke off before I die in this place.
He said, hold on. Nigga said, so no, yo, y'all gonna pay me? How am I gonna get my money though? Niggas, I'm like, yo, Joe, we got a dip, bro. It's a war going
nigga.
Outside.
So I told you, I'm like, my mind, when I went up to you, I'm like, yo, cause, oh yeah, so finished some of the story. So what happened was, I got off stage and I went by Jotty. The nigga that was activated, he walks out the room, the back way outside.
I don't even know where he came from.
Yeah, I know.
He wasn't even even part of the two argument.
Yeah, they activated him. He was with the shits. Cause he opened the door. That nigga's pussy. Everybody in here pussy. Yeah, it got me started there. Everybody pussy. And it's so funny. If I would have got off stage.
If you would have got off stage when he was walking by, niggas would have got it up.
Cause he pushed the chair in front of us. He flipped the chair. That would have been me. I would have been the chair.
But the nigga walked, nigga look. He said, yo. Y'all must have forgot who I am.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, so you probably did some that everyone knows, and now you got to remind somebody which.
Nah, the way
did.
He was walking, he was activated, and nobody stopped this nigga, and we was just looking
nigga
like,
looked at everybody. Nigga said, "Oh, y'all niggas is pussy."
Yeah. Slick niggas, I love her niggas. Look, niggas, when they ready to fight, they don't care about your training. I'm fucking everybody up in here. You pussy, everybody in pussy. I'm like, yo, bro, what?
As soon as I saw, I said, yo, he's coming back. He's going to have a field day in here.
And I'm like, yo, let me go talk to the DJ and see if I can get my bread and see what's going on. And I say, yo, in my mind, I'm like, yo, go start the car. I'm ready to get the fuck out of here, right?
But I didn't want to leave you, though. That's the thing. I didn't want to leave you. I can't leave. This is a mission. I don't want
to
leave you.
I went to the DJ. DJ said, you're going to cash up you the bread. I said, bet. I go outside. Johnny standing out there like a bodyguard. Like, you good? I'm like, yo, bro, nigga, start the van. I wanted to go. I want the van to be open. I jump in that bitch. This nigga talking about, yo, you good? And you in the line of the shit. Like,
nah, I'm standing right in front because I'm over there. I'm like, damn, I want to leave my man because you had a thing.
Bro, I thought you was in the car. I want you to start the car. I started and I was going to get out and be
but
out.
But there's a 50-50 of me leaving walking out.
That's dumb funny.
There's no right or wrong, but it's just annoying because
as soon as
I walked out,
I'm like, yo, you still here?
Because I would have been dipped. I said, you would have left me? Like, I would have been dipped.
I wouldn't have left you. I would have went to the car. My mom thought you were going to the car. I didn't want you to stay. I did not. If that was the case, I'd have told you stay right with me. I'd be like, yo, stay right here with me in the spot.
Regardless, he's coming back.
Nah,
he's
I know,
going
but
like
he'd,
this. It don't even matter.
He'd have been the first nigga. You'd have been the first nigga he's seen because you'd be like, all right.
He's like, I recognize this nigga and I got a beige Carhartt on. Like, oh, nah, they go that car. Nigga right there.
Nah, hood niggas, man. They want to fight everybody. I got a hood nigga story. Hood nigga.
This is at a comedy show.
That's the same shit that happened in my situation. Hood niggas, bro. You know, everybody know hood niggas, but this is the Coney Island hood niggas. The Coney Island hood niggas is different. Bronx, you got Bronx.
Bronx hood niggas. Hold on. I got
Coney Island hood niggas, bro. I put them two niggas. They on a different.
No, we up there.
Like,
we up there.
They in a different level of hood. Like, it's like, what? So I have my Coney Island nigga, because, you know, my cousin used to live in Coney Island. So Coney Island is, like, dear to my heart. I used to go there a lot every summer and shit. So I got cool with my cousin's best friends. OD hood niggas, but they from Coney Island, so they don't leave Coney Island. So some shit they be doing, they be like, yo.
I be like that when you kind of just stay.
Yeah, you stay in Coney Island too much. You got to get out. So me, we used to be in Philly. Me and my cousin used to go to Temple Party. So we told them niggas, yo.
Temple University?
Oh, yeah. Mm. We used to like, yo, just get a different environment. Temple Party used to be lit, though. That shit was amazing. There's a party called Dripping Like Water, right? Them niggas will have you in the crib. Like, they'll rent. They'll take somebody's apartment. Yeah, Temple, bro. They'll get an apartment with, like, three floors. Mm. Two floors, right? Bro, they put the windows down and put the heat up. Dripping like water. Niggas is in there sweating, bro. They got little pool joints in there. Bitches is in there with the little bikini. This shit was wild.
That shit sound like a sauna.
You walk in, it felt like it. You walk in and give you a shot. This party was dumb lit. It was like a real cons party.
That shit sound like a sex party. It wasn't a sex party?
it was some shit. Nah, it was wild, bro. It was wild. It was the best time of my life. So we used to tell them niggas, like, yo, come to Temple. Bring these niggas from Coney Island. Niggas is the DJs. The DJ is on the mic. The DJ like, yo. Shout out to the tri-state area, Delaware, Philly, Jersey. Shout out to y'all niggas. My boy from Cornell, like, what? Tri-state area? Nigga, New York is in the tri-state area. Y'all niggas is tripping. He's like, yo, I'm about to smack the DJ. Niggas, shout out New York.
Wait, he got mad because he didn't shout out the tri-state?
But I'm trying to explain to this nigga. The tri-state area is different than every three. It's different.
Depending on where you at, the tri-state
area. Yeah, nigga,
means,
it's different.
That's like if you uptown and downtown.
Left,
on,
so he don't know that.
So he's wait, like, what is it? Wait. I'm not part of tri-state?
Nah, that's what he's saying. Like, niggas gonna leave out New York. That niggas is wildin', nigga. Ain't gonna leave out New York in the tri-state area. We started the tri-state area. Nigga, I'm like, bro, it's different. Delaware.
Keep it a buck. It was us, and then y'all became the tri.
Word. Nigga, somebody go talk to the DJ. Nigga went to the DJ, bro. I don't know what he told a nigga, but the DJ was just like, yo, shout out to New York. I'm like, he came back like, yeah, nigga. Yeah. So this nigga, he ended up like trying to talk to some shorties, about to fight with some girls because they didn't want to talk to him. Like, yeah, nigga, bitches is ugly. He did all that, right? Mm. Let him rock. Went out with this nigga again. This the time when I realized, I'm like, nah, this ain't it for me. I can't fuck with this nigga. Like, I like women. I don't like to fight and all that. These niggas calling out niggas. Nigga, if they don't fight, they don't feel good. We get to a party.
It's like they want it, bro. I ain't smacked shit out of nobody all week,
long,
bro.
I ain't smacking nigga in dumb long. That shit making my blood pressure real go quick. Up. Real quick.
Now, mom, you on the train. Don't give, get your thought. We on a train, so it's some we literally going to the Bronx with some dude. He arguing with somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody thought he was smoking weed, but he really wasn't smoking on a train. He with a shorty, he chilling. So some white dude, he was like, yo, do you mind? He was like, yo, what are you talking about? That's not even me. It's a dude. I'm seeing everything. It's a dude towards the end of the cart that's actually smoking. So the dude was like, that's not me. Like, I'm just saying, you look like you're smoking. Just stop smoking. Yeah. So the dude was like, nigga pulls out a knife. So he goes, like, so his girl was like, yo, chill. She was like, nah. This nigga got me tight. Nigga, so I ain't make no money all day. What's up now? So dude, like, oh, it wasn't you. I'm sorry about that. Yo, I'm so sorry. I just thought it was you. I'm sorry. Like, nah, I ain't make no money all day, yo. I looked at and I felt him. Like, that's a real. You ain't make no money all day. I want to poke somebody, yo. That's a real moment.
I need to see blood come out.
I need to see blood, bro. But go ahead, though.
So fucking niggas went to another party. Went to a club this time. That other shit was a little house party, whatever. This time we in a club. Club is across the street from the projects. So it was a good club, though. It had mad shorties in there. So we get in there. He lit. He dancing. This nigga, he's a fly nigga. So, you know, bitches are showing him love. So you see one shorty, he grabs her. He dancing with a regular. And you see a girl walking by. He grab her. Mind you, these bitches don't know each other. He grabs a random chick with another random chick. He trying to put them together to dance. They're like, what the fuck you doing? What the fuck y'all bitches doing?
Wait, he just put them together.
Like, yo, mush them together. Like, come on, dance.
Hey. Look, Tri-State.
It's a Tri-State area. So they got.
I'm from New York. You from Baltimore? What up?
Where you from? I just trusted.
The guy drops.
He pushed them bitches out. They pushed them out the way. They're like, what the fuck? They ain't know each other. They mad at everything. They're like, what the fuck? I don't know you, bitch. So they walked away. Like,
nah, they about to fight.
They about to fight. These bitches is dumb. He ended up dancing with this one show that she fired. He ended up dancing while they vibing. Everything was cool. End of the night, he trying to get her number. She dubbing it. So he's just, you know, New York persistent. He's just going dumb hard. Like, oh, come on. Like, come on.
Doing the elbow, you know, elbow move. Like, stop playing.
She's like, nah, I'm good. I got a boyfriend. He's like, all right, whatever. She's like, no, my boyfriend is, like, he's here. He's going to be waiting for me. He's outside type shit.
So where's that? where that nigga at?
Oh, he's like, what? All right, let's go meet this nigga.
Yeah.
We get outside. Is him and his man, his best friend. The Coney Island nigga, his best friend. It's not even my cousins are not there. Nobody's there. It's just him and his best friend. But it just came out tight. They drove out there. We cool with these niggas. Like, they mad cool. You know, hood niggas, they would never show you, like, how crazy. Like, they show you cool shit. Like, yo, my nigga, I'm about to play video games. Regular shit. Niggas get outside. Shorty already told this nigga, the boyfriend shit. He's still trying to talk to her. The boyfriend is dead. When I tell you the boyfriend walked up to the club, nigga peaced every nigga that was out there. Like, yo, what up? Oh, I see the nigga.
Oh, he's Tony.
But I'm peeping. He's locked in. Talking to the shorty. But I'm peeping. First and foremost, I don't do letouts. Letouts is like when you get out the club, everybody's standing outside. I don't do those.
Depending on a letout. No, majority. I'm saying majority.
No, but for that situation.
Oh, yeah, you out. You dipping. Yeah, you dipping.
From the projects, no. It's pointless.
Nigga, that's like the comedy show, nigga. That let out, nigga. That nigga caused the let out.
But this situation was everybody outside and all that. We don't do those.
It's one of those. You can feel it.
I got him out. I'm out, bro. I felt it. So I'm trying to tell a nigga, yo, we about to go to the car. Like, oh, let me get the shorty. Bro, I already seen that her boyfriend is right there. I don't care about this nigga. Mind you, he's there now. He heard that. He got
Tony.
I'm talking about all the niggas is just niggas. You could just tell. Mad niggas ready for action. You could just tell. The nigga was like, yo, cause he was wilding. Now he started screaming at her like, yo, fuck out, I don't give a fuck about your boyfriend, nigga. Nigga said it. The boyfriend like, yo, chill, bro. Cause he knew he got the wolves ready to go, but he's like trying to cool.
He really not trying to do it.
He was cooling. Dad didn't stop him, so I looked at my boy. I'm like, yo, my nigga, yo, the cops is right there. I'm gonna fuck about cops, nigga. I'm going to jail right now. Oh, yo, these niggas is pussy. I'm like, yo, I looked at Luke. I say, yo, Luke, I left them niggas. So they're gonna die, bro. These niggas is mad Philly niggas from the projects at that. And they wasn't in the club, so they wasn't dancing with bitches. These niggas is horny and ready to go.
This is straight to the Baja niggas. They just woke. They just started their night.
Yes.
They just started their night right now.
Yes, bro. So I'm like, So we end up, I end up dipping on them niggas, but they end up nothing happening. The cops came, broke shit up, and then we left. That was the moment I realized I'm not
that,
fucking with this
that
nigga.
That kid is not. He's
yeah,
not
I'm,
up
not, I'm not. I'm not. I'm. I say you can't do it. Every time we go out with you, you about to have a fight. This is not it. So I'm about to have a comedy show, and this was like my yearly shit. I'm about to have talent about to do it. It was like the big joint. This is the anniversary comedy show. All my niggas is going. Literally like 10 of his niggas. Everybody but him is not going. All his brothers, all his best friends, they all going to the show in Philly. So he begged me. He was like, yo, bro. He even begged me. He was on some shit where it's like, nah, Joe don't want me to go. Because I already told him, like, yo, come on, bro. You be getting too active.
You be wilding. Yeah.
So he one of them hood niggas. He respect that. He respect me. So
like, nah, I'm chill.
Nah, he didn't even say he was going to chill. He just knew he was about it because he know he's going to activate. Like, he just know. He's like, nah, I'll be drunk. If I don't drink, I'm good. Like, I'll be drunk. He's dead ass. When he's not drunk, he's a regular. He's cool. When he smokes only, he's good. He's a regular human being. When he drinks.
But drinking, it's just cool. That's a whole.
Yeah, bro, you trying to fight.
That's potion, bro.
So I dubbed this nigga. I said, you can't go to the show, bro. Please, bro. I just want to have this show. Everybody going to be there. I'm the only nigga that's going to be there. That's crazy, bro.
You said I make you feel bad? Niggas
what made it worse, niggas was talking about it in the group. Like, niggas was like, yo.
Oh, in the chat?
Oh, I've got to. I'm about to.
Niggas put emojis. Like, yo, we pulling up.
Nah,
I'm about to wear this
everybody
shit.
Everybody going, nah. It was on the point where everybody was going type shit. So everybody was talking about it. Yo, I can't wait till Friday. That shit about to be done. It was open bar, open buffet. So niggas was planning, like, yo, we got to come already at 7. So you get the open bar, the open buffet. Got me feeling so bad, bro. His brother called me, like, yo, let the nigga go type shit. I'm like, yo, bro. His brother was like, yo, low-key, he never did nothing while I wasn't there. Like, if I was there, every story y'all telling me about, I wasn't there. This is older brother. It's my mans. He's like, I wasn't there. I'm like, damn, you do got a point. All right, fuck it, because I felt bad. Like, man, he could pull up, my nigga. Fuck it. My nigga was an open bar. Them niggas was drinking on the way from New York till they get to the show, my nigga. All
right, so he already pre-gaming. Oh, his pre-game, he already on. He on one.
Henny to the face. They had a whole bottle.
Oh,
they finished that shit. They was bodied. Nigga,
how tall is he? How tall is he?
Nah, he's like my height. 5'9". He's like 5'10"-ish. If not, probably 5'9".
It'd be short niggas.
He's Ock, though.
Oh, he one of them Ock niggas.
Nigga, he's stupid Ock.
Oh, yeah, he Ock.
Stupid Ock, nigga.
He one of them niggas. And he one of them niggas that like
yes, nigga.
White shirt, baggy.
Got the fit. Nah, he a fresh fly nigga. Yeah, like, that day he had all Gucci shoes.
Oh, one of them all Gucci niggas.
All everything Gucci.
Nah, all
that's
Gucci.
What I'm saying, nigga, I'm all Gucci, baby. Fresh ass nigga. Niggas get to the. He drove. He the one drove. Drinking. Them niggas is lit. They get to the joint. Everybody lit. Yo, bro. You get to the parking lot. Big ass park. I'm talking about a big ass parking lot. Probably like 70, 60 cars, bro, sold out. Probably
look like
150 ATL. People.
Mad.
100%. That's how I look. Niggas pulling out. Mad like everybody pull up, going, walking up the lat, walking up
the T.I.
Yeah,
niggas
bro, that's how I look. It was a vibe. Everybody happy. We had talent performing and shit. This nigga bopped out his minds. We used to have people on stage. And my boy Classic was like, yo, I don't want to put people on stage today.
Like a VIP
I
area.
Like that. Because niggas, you on the crowd, you looking at them, you seeing a beautiful woman laughing. And it just looked dope to me.
The decor of it.
Nigga wasn't jacking it. But I begged this nigga and we ended up doing it. That was the worst decision ever. Because dumb niggas was on stage. Nigga, dumb bop. Niggas is performing on stage. The comedian is performing. The nigga is laughing, but he's running to the stage. He's running in front of the, like, the comedian is on stage. He's running in front of the nigga pointing. Ha, you mad funny, my nigga. Bro, you wilding. You cannot do that. Just laugh in your seat. You don't got to stand up. Stage. He's going up to the comedian like, yo, you mad funny, my nigga.
Wait,
keep fucking
so
doing
damn
that shit.
Wait, his fingers damn like right here.
Comedian was like, yo, what the fuck is going on? So then now my other man was just like, yo, we got to get this nigga off stage. So I'm like...
Over him having a good time.
Yeah, he having a great time, but he's ODing.
But you know, her good time is...
Yeah, they be wild.
They, but they really... They,
No.
They sincerely mean to have a good time,
but
it's like, you bad. Yo, you funny.
Grab a nigga's...
Man,
you can't do that. Let's at least let the nigga finish his set.
And you can't say chill. Like, chill, what you mean chill? Nah. Wait, what you mean?
That's exactly what happened. So my boy Classic came up to me like, yo, get this nigga off the stage.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'ma tell him. But if you don't want to go. I told his brother. So yo, if he do it again, he got to get off.
Yeah.
So then right before talent came up, he did it again. He wilded out this time, though. He went up and he took the mic like, yo, this nigga mad funny. So initially the crowd was laughing.
Yeah.
That shit is funny.
Yeah. Oh, that's
jacking him. Yeah, he's gassing this nigga.
That's steroids right there.
Classic was tight from the gate. He hated everything about that shit. So he's like, nah, fuck that. Gotta get this nigga off the stage. Gotta get this nigga off the stage. So Classic said it. So then I think somebody said it, the nigga heard it. So he's like, yo, who gonna get me off the stage? Who gonna get me off the stage? Matter of fact, nobody can't touch me, nigga. Fuck out of here. That nigga's pussy. Nobody can't touch me, nigga. Nobody can't touch me. So then I heard that. So I went to the joint and I said, yo, he said nobody can't touch me. Like, ain't that your man? They telling me, ain't that your man? Like, here's my man, but he definitely said nobody. I've been in the body for mad long. Because I'm trying to tell these niggas, like, yo.
I've been somebody.
Yeah, I'm in the body right now. Too bad.
I've been his body. I know this body.
Yeah.
I think he included my body, not the
bitch. Yeah, he said anybody. Nigga, he didn't exclude nothing. So then, for then, I went back.
I'm population.
Said, yeah, I'm trying to tell these niggas, like, yo, bro, that nigga said nobody can touch him. I believe him. So then he's like, then I went back. He's like, nobody can touch me but Luke. Only Luke touching my cousin. Everybody love Luke. I don't know why. Niggas love Luke.
I love Luke, right?
Everybody love Luke.
Luke is just one
guy.
Of them.
He's a genuine great guy.
I love him, bro.
So he's like, nobody but Luke could touch me. So I went back to them niggas. I'm like, yo, get Luke to do it. But Luke is like, I don't know. Like, are you good? He said, you can touch him. Like a fucking
lion.
Wait,
like, so you're about to tell him, like, no, you can touch me if you want.
Luke, now he's really, so what happened was, his brother looked at me. It's like, it's Tom. Did you remember you told me about, you said if you wasn't his, just to
he gave away, he put out the bat single.
Yeah, I put out the bat single. We got it. Now I looked at these niggas. I'm like, he got to get out now. He's ODing. So his brother tried to grab this, his other brother, not the one that said the older brother, his old, even bigger, older brother, try to grab him, crack this nigga, bam!
Cracked his brother,
glasses fell off, broke his glasses, said, only Luke could touch me, nigga! Like, oh, he was dead ass. He cracked his brother first.
I told you body, you ain't wanna listen to body.
You were body, bro, you're not Luke.
Now he caught a body.
Now niggas realize that it was, already Luke. So. Yo, Luke, we need you. Niggas get Luke. Luke is like a little joint, but he really was like, he really fucked with Luke. So Luke got him.
Luke is like one of the most calmest.
Nah, he's mad cool,
purest,
bro.
He's genuine.
Pure.
He's just a sincere person. Great guy.
So then Luke, come on, chill, bro. Don't do it. So, all right, fuck it. So Luke got him. Luke picked him up. Yeah. The other brother picked him up. Too. Not the one that got cracked. The one that got cracked left. He's tight. He's heated.
Wait, it was mad. Mad girl saw him get cracked. Yeah,
nigga. I'm gonna tell you right now, the steps are steep, right? Luke said when he was coming up, because now they got him off the stage.
Yeah,
now he want to fight somebody.
Yeah,
now he want to fight. Want to fight.
Oh, Henny, dude. Henny's he in.
Henny's in the system. He's
at an all time high.
Pointing at random people. I want to fight you, me and you right now. I want to fight.
So what I do?
Look at the owner of the whole building walking upstairs with ice. Bring it up. Ice in the next bar. He work. I want to fight you. Drop the glass. Going on. I want to fight, nigga. That's what I want. I'm like, yo, what's wrong with this nigga? You want to fight random people?
Niggas take the ice or niggas just looked up?
Nah, I'm just bringing ice to the fucking bar. I don't want to fight. It's the owner. I'm like, yo, bro, that's the owner. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'll fuck yo, bro. Yo. So his brother, the one that told me, it was a steep steps. So he tried to get him. Luke coming up because they said Luke could touch him. So Luke is coming up. Luke said all he seen was my boy falling down the stairs. He pushed his other brother down the stairs. He mad fat. Luke had to move out the way. Like, oh, and nigga just tumbling down. Like, what the fuck is going on up there? Like, Home Alone. Nigga just tumbling down. I know, he's like, oh. So then he went. He finally got the nigga, and he picked the nigga up. He picked the nigga up. While he's walking down, he's pointing at niggas. He want to fight niggas. Then my boy Classic, nigga love fighting and shit. He just walked to me mad calm. I'm like, yo, bro. Say, let me just fight him. He just want to fight. I'm like, yo, bro, no. I don't want nobody to fight, bro. It's going to look bad on us. The Arts Garage had a fight. It's gonna be great. I don't want this to happen. So he ended up going outside. Got this nigga outside. I get outside. I'm tight, bro. I'm really tight. Like, legit. But you know, I'm almost laughing and shit.
Yeah.
I go outside. The brother that said, yo, you could bring him, never gonna do this in front of me. I see this nigga on the bench by himself. I looked at this nigga. He had tears coming down his eyes. My bad, bro. I'm fucked up. I'm looking at this nigga like, what the fuck? His brother's still wildin'. But now he get outside, his brother's, yeah, he's fly as crazy. I remember this was yesterday. He had a burgundy Gucci. Like, he was really a fly. Like, he was wilding that day. He really was the flyest nigga in the room. Legit. Mm. Nigga gets in his car. It's mad cars in the parking lot, bro. This nigga was doing bumper cars. Ramming cars. Bow. Boom. Trying to get out the parking, bro. Cracking nigga shit. He was wilding. So he got so mad, he ended up like, the fuck? Mad cars in this bitch, bro. He got out the car. He went into the middle of the street. A car was driving by. He stopped the car. The car stopped in front of him on some South Park shit. And he just slammed the hood of the random car. He said, I want to fight you. I'm like, yo, this nigga is wild. He's going to die. In my mind, I'm like, he's going to end up in jail. He's going to die. We in North Philly, my nigga. He's stopping random cars saying he want to
oh,
fight.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah. So he in the so heart.
That's when my boy started crying, though. Because I was telling, I'm just saying all this bad shit. Like, yo, this nigga's going to die. Like, he's in North Philly. Wild.
Nah, I swear you be doing that. He's like, yo, he's dying. You know you're going to die, right?
Because he was, first and foremost, he's cracking man niggas' cars. And these niggas is hood niggas in there. First of all, we had to beg my nigga Classic Brothers not to do nothing. They was ready to go. Because he said something. He said, they was ready to go. My
green
nigga.
Light.
Beg these niggas not to. Then he's cracking niggas' cars. I don't know who cars he's in. I'm talking about ramming these niggas' cars.
All in Gucci, though.
Dude, I'm fly. Bang. Bang. He get out the car, slam the joint, then he gets back in the car. He end up getting out the parking lot. He end up dragging somebody back. He went crazy. Drove off. And that's why I'm looking at my boy, his brother. I'm like, yo, bro, I can't see this nigga living tonight. I'm just telling this nigga, honestly, jail or dead something. I told this nigga. I said, there's no other option.
It's too, yeah.
He's too drunk. He's wild drunk. He's belligerently drunk. He want to fight. He just left. His brother just let him leave. I'm like, yo, bro, he's gone. Night goes by. Nobody knows where this nigga at. Next morning, we had to look for this nigga. We don't know how to find this nigga. Phone is dead. So we calling this nigga. So I'm like, let me just call my cop boy. Mm. Just randomly. Let me just call this nigga. He knows all the precincts.
Your man.
He one
boy,
of them cops
boy,
that know
cop.
Everybody type
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, and niggas fucks with him.
Mad niggas yeah. fucks with this nigga. He from New York, too, originally. So he cool. Haitian nigga. Call this nigga. I'm like, yo, Junior. Yo, we're
Haitian niggas named Junior.
But they don't be named after their pops, though. It just be Junior.
The Junior.
I swear, that's what it is.
Who's Jermaine? Niggas is Junior.
Hey, pops, don't be the same name.
It's not be the same name.
Your name be J-U-N-R.
So, what's your name? I'm Ethan. What's your name? Junior.
Yeah. Oh, you're Ethan Junior? Ethan Junior. No, no, no. My name is just Junior. J-U-N-I-O-R. Deadass. I know a lot of Junior.
Haitian niggas named Junior, bro.
But they not named after their pops. This shit is hilarious.
Junior and Pierre. It just
nah, Pierre's. They love Pierre's. So we call a nigga Junior. Yo, bro, I'm looking for my mans and shit. He's like, oh, word. What happened? We was like, nah. Yesterday he was just dumb bop. He was like, wait, was he screaming saying he want to fight nigga? He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah. We got this nigga. He's in the precinct. This nigga locked up. They caught this nigga sleeping at a stop sign. Scream. They pulled this nigga over. White. They pulled him over. And the first thing they heard was, I want to fight, nigga. What's up?
So they
called this nigga because he was a New York nigga. They had a New York accent. So they called the New York cop. Like, we thought you could, you know, take a nigga from New York.
Can
he
you,
said, I went there. He wanted to fight me.
Can you decipher what he's saying? Because you know us, like, when we
New
talk.
You get it. Hood niggas, yeah.
The way we talk is different. So if you not from New York, you not gonna know what we talking about.
He ended up going there and he wanted to fight that nigga too. So we really
so they called, you said they
once we with. Said the fighting shit, we knew that was him. He's like, yeah. That's him. So he said, nah, he gonna get out by tomorrow, whatever the case may be. So then we're like, all right, we good. We know he's good.
Yeah.
And we know that's him.
Yeah.
Perfectly. Cause nobody else could have been. We just know.
But I'm
him.
Still down at the cop. He said the cop was like, yeah, man, as soon as I got there, nigga wanted to fight me.
He did. He wanted to fight this nigga. He said, I want to fight you. Like he had to sleep it off. They had to make the nigga sleep it off. So
but
then,
that you gotta be so you not like you got you so crazy where you like where you see a nigga so crazy, you just like
that's it.
Like, ah, you got it, bro.
You got it.
Like, sometimes you gotta out crazy the whole situation, even if you're not crazy.
Bro,
you might live.
It was so crazy. I ain't talked to that nigga for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
After that, he was devastated. Like he felt bad, right?
But was he like the Hulk? You know how like Hulk stopped being a Hulk? His nigga jeans ripped up.
I'm gonna tell you what happened. I called the nigga. I talked to him personally.
Yeah.
So like, he said, bro, that day ruined my life, bro. It was like, yo, yo, remember I told you the flyest nigga.
Yeah.
Gucci. He said, yo, bro, worst day of my life. He said, I woke up with one sock and a Timberland boot.
He ain't even wear Tim's, right?
He said, oh, yo, you don't know where the Tim's come from. He said, nigga took my Gucci's. I said, who took the Gucci's? I don't know, bro. It was a wild night. He said, he woke up in a tank top, jeans, and one boot.
Did he have Gucci on?
No Gucci. All the Gucci was gone, my nigga. That's why he was tight.
Nigga had on,
bro. He said it was mad cold.
Nigga had on the tank top and genie pants.
Yo, he said it was mad cold. He said, yo, Joe, bro, worst day of my life, bro. He's like, my bad, though. I banned the nigga. He never been to the show ever since. He can't go to the No Ceilings.
No Ceilings?
I banned him forever.
Oh, he can't come to No Ceilings comedy show? Yeah,
but he cool with it. He's like, it's cool.
Like, I understand, bro.
He's like, nah, I got you. I'll be wildin'.
He watch your special?
I don't even know. I gotta send him.
Send him me a special.
I definitely gotta
send him me a special.
Nah, he'll fuck with that shit, OD. That's my.
Send
guy.
Him me a special.
Still my nigga.
Yeah.
Those
are
my niggas. It's just one of those niggas where you be like, yo, bro. You got. And it's crazy because they're my niggas.
I know.
But you cannot bring them in certain environments because they be wilding, bro. You cannot.
It's one of those.
Bro, niggas kicked out like 3 racks to do that show. That's us out of pocket. Like, come on, bro. We doing an open buffet and all that shit cost bread. We trying to have this shit lit, and you ruin it like that, bro. Damn. That was the worst, bro. That shit hurt my heart. But I gotta hear the shit
that.
When you was at the job and the niggas.
So look,
hood niggas, bro.
So look,
y'all love. I ain't gonna lie, I love hood niggas.
Nah, I love us, yo. So I got my moving company, right? So with certain with certain like clients, sometimes like they have a commercial, like a building, whatever. Certain companies, whatever, they already have like someone who's like working with them, whatever, right? So this particular day, I had to pick up like some chairs, like some like office supplies, whatever. So someone's like, yeah, they whatever, Bronx hood dude, whatever, right?
I
so he comes, right? So I look, so we talking. He's like, yo, you need some help? Yeah, they got me help you out today. I'm like, word, that's what's up, word. Like, yo, we from the Bronx, oh, word, what part? So I'm like, I'm from like Park Chester Soundville, word. No, I'm from 170 or shit. But I'm like, word, I'm like yeah. Now we start chopping it up. We connected. Cool, yo, bro, cool ass niggas. We're like, yeah, bro, you know, I'll do this. Like, you know, niggas always. Same with the dude, whatever, right? Rapper dude, rapper cool. This nigga's mad cool, pretty like one of them pretty boy niggas. Kid got a ponytail, man, cool.
That's
right?
So hilarious.
So boom, we going. You know, we had like a few stops. Each stop, we in the whip, we cooling, listening to music, we jam, we just laughing. Beautiful day, bro. Beautiful time. But then I could see here and there.
The little glimpse of
shit like coming out. Like I could see it because he got shades on too. So you can't really see the nigga eyes, whatever, right? But I see though. Yeah, you know, I be wildin'. So he showed me. This is my man. He shows me like a video of him fighting.
Well, how did I even come up though?
I don't know, but you gotta let him. He's like, yeah, you know, I had to crack somebody the other day, bro.
It so happened to have it on tape. Who taped it?
I have no idea.
Why does this nigga got highlights though?
He has highlights of his fights.
He got a self tape.
I don't know if he want to fight me. I don't know if he's trying to get in the boxing, right? But I'm dropped the whole time. He's trying to show me the tape while I'm driving. Like, yo, look at the tape. I'm looking at the tape. I ain't gonna hold you. This nigga got hands. So I'm seeing the nigga. Nigga like, hung. I'm at a red light, so one of the delivery dudes, they driving by, they bang on the side of my car. And they're like, what the fuck, bro? Get out the bike lane. To me.
Okay.
So I look, I'm like, yo, bro, there's no bike lane here. The bike lane, it's literally no bike lane. I'm like, where's the bike lane at? So now it's people on the sidewalk. So people looking like, ain't like people looking around like there's no bike lane. The bike lane is across the street. It's up there. Show me where the bike lane is at, right? So my man, he's passenger. He's like, what the fuck is your problem, yo? What the fuck? So I'm not saying anything to him yet, whatever, right? So I'm like, yo, there's no bike lane. He's like, no, just move out the fuck. I say, yo, bro, I'm cooling because I know he's a missile. I just saw the video. So I'm like, yo, there's no bike lane, bro. Like, I know where this can go. So I'm like, yo, there's no bike lane. So I hear the nigga. He's like, yo, what the fuck is you doing, bro? I'm about to smack the shit out this nigga. I just hear him talking. So, but the delivery dude, Indian dude, he's talking to me. No, he's talking to me now. He said, yo, no, it's the bike lane. I said, dog, there's no bike lane. He's still going over. What the fuck? You suck my dick. He's like, yo, boy, let me out. I'm about to pop on this nigga. So the Indian dude just look. He like, the fuck did you talk about? Whole time he wasn't paying. What the fuck are you talking about? So the dudes are, now mom activated. You're like what, nigga? You like, the fuck are you? Like, fuck you? Like, fuck you? And the dude like, fuck you? Like, fuck me? Like, fuck you? So I'm like, yo, y'all. I'm like, yo, bro, just chill. Everybody just calm down. Like, fuck you. So the nigga, now it's a green light. The nigga gets out the car. Nigga pulls out. Nigga pulls out
at work.
This is at work. Nigga pulls out a knife. Here's the funny. So the Indian dude's like, oh, you want to pull out a knife? The Indian dude pulls out a knife too.
What block is this?
This is like 36th Street. So I'm looking like, yo, y'all niggas is wily right there. So he's like, fuck you. Like, suck my dick. The Indian dude like, suck my dick. And it's like, like a luxury service. Uber dude. So it's a black dude. He's like, yo, everybody just calm down. I don't even know where this nigga came. Be like, everybody just calm down. Like, nah. I'm about to pop this nigga. Yo, I'm about to stab this nigga. I'm like, yo, just chill, bro. Like, I'm like, bro, we about to make some money. We good, bro. Just chill. Right? So then you do. Then we're going to his bike. He dips. Now we get in the car. So he's like, yo, bro, I just wanted to stab that nigga, bro. Like I'm out, bro. I stabbed that nigga right in the butt. I'm like, what you, like, what?
That's so specific.
I'm like, yo, why? He's like, nah, bro, I stab a nigga right in the butt. I'm like, why would you stab somebody in the butt? He was like, yo, because once you stab someone in the butt, their dick won't get hard. I'm like, yo, why are you thinking about that? Like, why?
I want to ruin his life.
I'm like, why you want to stab? Why you want that to happen? You don't want to just stab a nigga right here? Like, nah, bro, I want to stab a nigga right in his butt. His dick can't get hard. I'm like, he was like, yeah, bro, when you fuck with me, I want you to go through something, bro. I want you to really go through something. I'm like, why would you want it? Like, nah, I probably want you to go through something.
Nah, because when I think about it, logically, when you nut, you got to clench up your butt cheeks. So if you can't do that, it's not good.
So you want to ruin niggas. It's one of those, I don't want to just fight you. I want to ruin you, bro. So I'm like, why would
it's
you
like
want
to? Like when niggas used to have the blaze, they used to put alcohol or lemon. Like the blaze, when they swipe their face,
yeah,
they'll put lemon, like they'll dip
that. I didn't know. That's too deep. Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Nigga, fuck, they'll let the shit marinate in lemon, nigga. Lemon sauce. And then when they stab you or swipe you, it's gonna burn like
that. That's wild. But
same difference.
With the whole like stabbing somebody in the butt, I didn't know you can't get hard, but I started thinking about, you know, like in Bad Boys 2, where Martin gets shot in the ass. I never caught on. So I'm like, why he got on E? Like, oh, I can get hard. I'm like, I didn't understand why you can't get hard. I didn't get it. I think I can't get an erection. I'm like, what the fuck? But then when he explained it to me, now the whole Bad Boys 2 made perfect sense.
So after all that shit happened, how did it de-escalate?
Nah, this guy, he's mad cool. So he was like, yo, my bad.
No, I'm saying,
bro,
from that point, they both have the knife out. How did the nigga stop it? The nigga who said, yeah,
oh, the nigga luxury dude was like, yo, calm down. And I tell him, I say, yo, bro, sure, bro, we just made some money there. We about to close out. I said, bro, we good, but don't worry about it, bro. We good. The police station is on the other block. This is 36th Street. So it's not like this is in the hood. It's going to take a minute for the cops to get there. Nah, this is literally on the other block is the police station. Them niggas is hungry. And this is the Friday night overtime. We need, this is the most easiest food. It's a green. First of all, the way my car was parked, I'm cutting off traffic.
Oh, my God.
Green
so you
light.
Stopped from an accident, in a sense.
Yeah, bro. But it was just hilarious, the nigga. Like, it was like a minute. The Indian dude wasn't paying him no mind. Nigga, why the fuck you want to crack this nigga? The Indian dude like, what the fuck is you talking about? Shut up. Oh!
He said he activated.
He activated.
His eyes went up like, whoa.
The dude like, oh, what? Nigga popped out. He's like, nah. He one of them short, feisty, just Rob Van Dam. Look, Like, what up? Like, oh. Nigga pulled out a knife. Indian dude pulled out a knife. I'm like, this shit crazy.
That's
my man, though. Nah, that's one of them, like, damn, that's a solid nigga. There. After he was like, yo, my bad, bro. Like, I apologize.
It was be
bro.
Apologetic. Like,
but I know that he's bad, like, nah, cause he's a solid dude. He's like, oh my bad, bro. Like,
right, and that's the thing about my man's that wild out. That's why Luke fuck with him, cause nigga Luke he stopped at Luke crib. Luke woke up. He said he seen the hood nigga from Coney Island outside with Luke mom's cutting the grass, bro. Like, just that's how you know how hood niggas be mad. Take your head off. How you doing, miss?
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
Like, they be mad respectful.
Like, oh, I smell an aroma.
They mad respectful. Like, yeah. Yo, I miss. Miss Jean, you good, Miss Jean?
You good, miss?
I cut the grass for you. She was like, Haitian mom was like, okay, you can do that, please, okay. You don't know this from a hole in the wall. Nigga, he cut the grass. Nigga cleaned up every. Mad cool, bro.
Yeah, bro.
But you get liquor and a crazy environment. It's just on and popping.
Nah, he was straight. That was straight
that's
him.
That's when I realized. I forgot who said that. I don't know if they said it in a song or something, but it was like, I grew up with mad terrorists, bro. Murderers. Like, literally, most of my friends growing up was terrorists or murderers. Like, these niggas is getting activated and they getting active. But they mad cool. Shit don't make no sense. Like,
it's because you friends with the bully.
Or you just grew up with them niggas. So yeah. You didn't see that side, in a sense. Or when they do activate, it's a reason for them to activate. So you be like, oh, well, them niggas was wildin', so you get it. But then it's like, even when you, like, I see, like, my nigga on the news and they talking about him, like, with murders or drugs, like, god damn, this nigga was doing all that?
That's wild.
This nigga was just at my baby shower. This nigga had the best present. Like, this guy's mad cool. I didn't know this nigga was a murderer. And it be genuinely like that. Like, this nigga's a fucking murderer. Like, nigga, I remember my cousin. They was talking about my cousin, how they was talking about him. I could not believe it, bro. He's the one, bro. You got to come in there guns blazing because he's going to kill everybody. I'm like, what? Nah, that's not my cousin. That's my guy. He's mad cool. There's no way he can do these things, my nigga. My cousin is hilarious. He was a hood nigga too, but he was a hood nigga in the situations. But he was a goon. But sometimes he said, I'll take off. Sometimes I want to be a goon, bro. He'll tell me. He'll be like, I got time today. Like, he's a goon. He's with all the shits. But he said he went to the store. He was in East Harlem when he first moved around there and shit. He said he was going to the store. He was his man. His man's 6'8", big nigga. 6'8", big, like, OD, like, one of them tall-ass big niggas. So he get in the store, and he about to come out the store. And he just see mad blood niggas just walking up the block. He said you know, the blood niggas with the nigga. He ain't got no shirt on. Niggas just running. What up? He's just walking. He said, oh, let me go back in the store. He a goon, too. But he's like, I don't got time today.
You ain't got time, bro.
So he go back in the store. He said, them dirty niggas come following me in the store. He said, them niggas went right in the store, went right past the big nigga. And he said, I would have been good, but the big nigga wasn't even there with me. He's like, whatever, though, we together. So he said, the little nigga with the shirt on walked in. He said, he started looking at me. Well, how much these chips, how much calories in this shit?
He started playing up because he really wants the nigga. He's like, you know how niggas look. Oh,
like. Yeah. He's looking at me. Like, yeah. What type of chips? What type of calories in these chips? Yo, nigga walking past. This nigga, the pussy. That nigga's pussy. He's just, I'm good, bro. I don't know. It's only funny because he's dead ass a goon. Like, he with the shits.
But yeah, but he just ain't got
time. Right. I just got off work. I don't want to do it right
now. I'm winded.
What told me.
I'm with it, bro.
He's like, yo, bro, I'll be with this shit, but today, I have my man with me.
Yeah.
But he stays just together, so it's like pointless.
Yeah, it's like, I ain't
mad
got
at him. And it was with all the shits.
Yeah.
Like,
it reminds me like my cousin. My cousin, he is like, this kid is undefeated, bro, in fights. This kid has, I've never seen him lose a fight ever. Like,
it's hilarious.
Kid is, he's the one, bro. He one of them ones. So he calls me. Like, he locked up. He calls me, and he was like, yeah, bro, you know, I'm chilling right now. I'm on a wheelchair. Like, you know, I'm sitting down on the phone. I'm in a wheelchair. I'm like, what you mean you in a wheelchair? Like, you good? Like, what happened? He was like, nah, bro, this is good. I got amenities.
This is
like,
luxury.
This is a luxury. I'm like, what? I'm like, what? He was like, yeah, bro, some niggas got to stand up. But, you know, I've been putting work in, so they gave me a wheelchair.
That's dumb, funny. Like, but who wheelchair do you have?
Who need it? Yeah, like, who need bro. It? Like, nah, I don't know. They just gave it to me.
I got it. I don't know who need it. I just know I got it. I want it.
You're like, the big homie gave me the wheelchair. Like, now you can have it since you've been putting work in here. I'm like,
so
what?
Hilarious.
But
be like that.
Nah, that nigga is just hilarious, dog.
But nah, yeah, dog. Hood niggas, man. Gotta love them. Can't live with them. Can't live without them, my nigga.